scared of you. They scared of what you represent to them.
All we represent to them, man, is somebody who needs a haircut.
What you represent to them is freedom.
What the hell's wrong with freedom, man? That's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's what it's all about, all right. But talking about it and being it, that's two different things.
So what's going on? It's almost October. I know this is like one of your favorite months, right?
Fuck yeah. October's the shit.
Oh, yeah.
I love October.
Yeah, well, I love it because it's Beer Fest is going on right now, so.
If I could fucking skip December and have October twice, I would.
Just for what reasons? Because the scare factor? Just because it's fucking evil?
For one, just because my fucking birthday's in October.
Oh, okay, right
so
on.
So I would have two birthdays a year.
Right.
Now, I don't want to get 2 years older every year.
Right.
But I'll take two birthdays every year.
Yeah, that's cool.
That'll work.
That could work.
But then we get to have Halloween twice. Fucking Halloween is awesome.
So, what do you think of doing this Halloween?
I ain't gonna do shit. I'm fucking old and I don't do nothing.
Oh, okay.
We don't have no kids come here. We fucking there ain't nothing. We don't do nothing. But what? I mean, we do decorate the house a little bit, but
right.
Nothing crazy like we used to do. Fucking way back whenever.
Yeah.
We used to have big crazy parties, and even before that, we used to do haunted houses and shit at the house.
Yeah. So
they don't do much of that anymore. I just like the holiday because, well, I can get cool decorations for my office during Halloween as well.
And it be legit, right?
Right. Yeah. Not the fancy, you know, not the kitty little cutesy crap you can find throughout the year. I can get some actual legit skulls.
Right.
So yeah, that's fuck yeah, that's what I dig about that shit. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way. This is episode 26.
Yes, 20. I'm telling you, bro. I don't know what it is. I've been drinking a whole fucking lot, and I probably should go get a beer right now. What did you get, Sculpin?
Fuck yeah. Yeah, that's a Ballast Point Mango Evenkeel.
Yep, Evenkeel, yeah. That's, I think I've got that in the fridge right now.
Yeah.
It's pretty good, huh?
It's not bad at all, yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. Good shit.
Hell yeah.
Well, if you're going to go get a beer, go get a fucking beer.
Well, let me go see what I got real quick. Hold on.
All right, yeah. Go get a beer.
Ugh. Fuck, I'm getting old, bro.
So what'd you get?
Look at.
Oh, look at that. Twinsies.
Twinsies today, huh?
Twinsies.
Now this... This is actually my brother's favorite beer. So he usually gets this on a Friday and he usually gets a 12 pack of this. But nice. Yeah.
That's it. Good stuff.
It's good stuff, man. I really love their shit. They got a good line, bro. They've got some good shit.
I think this is really the first Ballast Point maybe that I've ever had.
Yeah, the Sculpin is also, the Sculpin's a pineapple, and that's really good too. So, but this one goes down pretty smooth.
Nice. Yeah, I like it. It's good. It's got that little bit of like mango kind of fruit.
Yeah.
It's not super sweet, yeah. But there's a real flowery hop flavor to it. That's pretty
good
too.
Well, it's funny like because you get that hop taste right away, but then that fruit kind of kills it.
Yeah.
Right
mills
away.
It out,
mills
yeah.
it out. Really, yeah, for sure.
I mean, it says it right on the can. It's a session ale,
yeah.
You know? And I mean, it's shit, yeah.
Hell yeah.
You can sit down and do a session on these, huh? That's what that's about.
Yeah, so in September, all the fucking haunted houses open up here. And we've got like three that are in downtown that are pretty fucking, I think they're like on the top, one's on the top five list in the country.
Nice.
It's called Fear Factory. And that one's like an old, it's like an old mill house, basically, and fucking, they've taken it over, and it's only open from, you know, September till the end of October. But,
yeah.
Dude, I'm a fucking big-ass scaredy cat. I don't do that shit, so,
Damn, that's terrible.
I don't, you know, when I've been scared in my life, when people, you know, have done that whole bullshit to me, sometimes I just shake, and I'm just like, and I yell right with them, or I'm ready to fucking rip their throat out, you know? I have no clue what I would do in one of these fucking places, dude.
There's a lot of haunted houses and stuff in Texas too. That's kind of their thing when it comes to Halloween.
Right.
And I don't know how it's going to be this year, like with all the flooding and stuff. If a lot of the like warehouses and the areas and stuff that they typically do that stuff in may not be available this year. So I don't know how that's going to work out, but I know there will be a few. But there was actually a movie made that it was available on Netflix. I'm not sure if it still is, but the movie's called The Houses October Built. And it's a horror movie, and it's kind of a B movie, like just not like well known, but I mean, to me it's actually a pretty decent movie. And basically what it's about is this group of people that got together and they rented a motorhome. And they're driving like across Texas going to all these haunted houses. And then there's like this, I don't want to spoil too much of it, but there's like this group of fucking haunters that are like following them and trying to kill them. And like shit goes all crazy at the end of it.
Shit goes south.
It's fucking, it's sketchy at some points, dude. It's a pretty good movie.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't do scary movies, bro. I mean, even like I've watched them. I can watch them, but I'm more into zombie shit. I like zombie movies a lot, and I don't know, the scare factor in all those other fucking movies. It's just like, God damn, why am I so fucking scared of this shit? You know, it's like I don't even think about it. Even like that movie, the It movie that just came out. It was fucking, I don't even want to do it, dude. I don't want to do it.
That's fucking funny. Yeah. It is like. That's kind of the big thing right now, right? Everybody's fucking talking about that. I mean, in the last week or whatever since it came out, I've probably seen 15 different podcasts of people, you know, movie podcasts and whatnot, and they're all talking about fucking It.
Right.
They're reviewing It, and they're, you know, and they're checking it out and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And, you know, I think it's kind of funny. I originally told my wife that I didn't really want to see that movie in the theater because I'm over the remakes. You know, of old movies, like come up with something original already.
Right.
You know, stop redoing shit when we can still go and watch the original movie. Like, why not just go watch the original movie?
Right.
You know, and some of it, I mean, some of it, they do a better job, I think, on the new movie, maybe.
Yeah.
But some of that stuff, like the originals, you can still watch it and it still holds up pretty well. Yeah,
still, dude. You know, the reason why I'm so fucking scared of shit, because when I was a kid, my grandfather was a huge boxing guy, and I was watching TV one time, and my grandfather wanted to watch boxing, and my grandmother got mad at him because I was watching TV, right? And I was just a little kid. He's all, let him watch his TV shows. And I'm pretty fucking sure it was the Dukes of Hazzard that was on, dude, or maybe even like a Chips or some shit. And so he said, all right, well, if we can't watch anything, we're going to watch this then. And it was the fucking Exorcist, bro. And fucking that, dude, that just fucked me up, dude. When, you know, hearing her voice and shit and fucking all the screaming and all the, dude, I just, that, it fucking just tainted my whole fucking, the whole fear factor of movies is just fucking just gets me to the fucking core.
See, for me, I don't, like, my wife's really into horror movies. We're both into horror movies. But when it comes to, like, the demon possession, or the fucking, you know, the demon creature or whatever it is that's supposed to jump out of the closet and scare you.
Right.
Like, it doesn't fucking do anything for me.
Really?
Like, I'm not typically scared by it. You know, I mean, sometimes there's, you know, they set up those movies, there's like a loud noise or something that'll startle me a bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, typically, like, those movies don't freak me out, like, on a mental level.
Yeah.
Like
Evil Dead. Remember that movie, Evil Dead?
Yeah, I mean,
that scares the fuck out of me. I can.
No,
see. When I hear that shit, dude, I'm just like, fuck you, I'm out of here. I'm going to go watch something else, dude. I can't do it, dude.
None of that shit scares me. What I find more interesting in like the horror genre is the more along the lines of like the serial killer,
right?
Twisted, mentally twisted, fucked up human being type shit.
Like the real shit that goes on in this fucking world sometimes.
Well, exactly. Yeah. Like so take for instance like some of the Rob Zombie movies.
Yeah.
like his movies, well, except for I think one of them, but most of his movies like are about the fucked up things that fucked up people can do.
Yeah. And right? I've watched a couple of his movies. I've enjoyed his stuff.
And that to me is more interesting and scarier than the demon possession. Like, I'm way more afraid of what another human can do
right.
than to be possessed by some fucking demon.
Right.
You know? So that's the shit that fucking, and, you know, and with the whole It thing, there's like all these people freaking out. And then like last year around Halloween where they had all the, you know, mysterious clown sightings and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I think that shit's fucking hilarious.
So I can manage clowns, right? But there is a fucking scare factor behind that whole fucking thing, dude, because I mean, you go to the circus and that shit's fucking hilarious, right?
Right.
But if you're fucking walking down the street in the middle of the night, in the woods,
a fucking clown pops up.
And a fucking clown pops up, you better, I'm shitting myself probably twice, dude.
Oh, that's funny.
But yeah, go ahead.
So there's actually a phobia of, there's a name for a phobia of clowns.
Right.
It's coulrophobia. Which it doesn't matter. You'd think it'd be clownophobia, yeah, but it's right. not. It's coulrophobia. It doesn't make any sense. But so it's a phobia, right? So inherently, all phobias are an irrational fear of something.
Right.
So it's a fear that doesn't make sense. But I don't know if I agree with that definition that all phobias are irrational fears.
Why?
Like, if you're on top of a building and you're afraid of heights, that's a phobia.
Uh-huh.
Like, what's irrational about being afraid to fall off a fucking building?
Right, because it's possible. It seems pretty possible to me, right?
So the definition of all phobias being irrational, I don't know. Now, the irrational fear of seeing a clown and being petrified, yes. So all these people that are afraid of fucking clowns, do none of them eat at McDonald's? I mean, that's my question. Can you not even go to fucking McDonald's?
Yeah.
Like you drive by one, you look the other way. What's the deal?
Do you order from across the street from Burger King? But I'm going to tell you right now, I've had a family member that was fucking scared of fucking clowns, dude. And
oh, yeah. I know people. I mean, there's a lot of people that are afraid of clowns.
And the only reason why I even found this out was because he was one of my uncles, and this man was about 6'3", 6'4". He was half black, half Japanese, so he was a built man, dude, you know? And
yeah.
This was a guy that could, you know, we've fought at concerts before, and I've seen this man punch women out, you know, with no fucking remorse, you know? And one day, I don't know what the fuck we're doing, dude, but some clown popped up somewhere and he fucking ran behind his wife like a little fucking girl, dude. Don't fucking, don't touch me. Dude. And I was just like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? All the shit we've done and you're going to fucking be afraid of a fucking clown? Yeah. That's your weakness? Holy fuck. That's you know?
Funny.
But it's totally fucking trippy, dude, how... I mean, if somebody does have a phobia, how fucking freakish they get about it, you know? It's like they go, it's almost like they're fucking pretending, you know? It's like,
right. Like, yeah. It's so over the top.
Yeah, it's so over the
it's
top.
So it's over the top. It's almost unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, I'm not afraid of clowns at all, but you know, and I wonder like, when did was it always that way?
Yeah.
Or did something happen like in history that changed that? Like, look, I mean, because clowns were always like the essence of like kids and
right.
and funny and happy yeah. and joyful. You know, they're at the circus and
right.
at, you know, birthday parties and hell, one of the biggest hamburger chains in the world we just talked about
yeah.
has made a clown their fucking mascot. So. Did something change? Like, was it? And I've seen stuff online that basically said, like, the movie It is what did it. The original story of It and the movie is what, like, created this.
Really?
Yeah, I mean that would be really interesting. Well, to yeah, know for sure. But
well, even like in medieval times, I mean, they had the Joker,
the jesters.
Yeah, jokers and shit. I mean, but I mean, even that shit can get kind of. I mean, we still paint that.
Is anybody actually like afraid of a Joker or a jester?
I don't know, but I mean, it's not like it's similar to a clown. You know?
Well, yeah, similar, but. So I also was reading some stuff where they suspect that like the actual thing that people are afraid of is the like featureless human-like figure that a clown becomes.
Right.
You know, because a clown puts on makeup to get rid of its human characteristics in its face.
Right.
But still has like the overall body appearance of a human.
Right.
And that's like a whole other phobia. It's like a humanoid creature, you know, and then it has all this like exaggerated shit all over its head. It just
crazy
fucks with people's it just fucks crazy. With people's brains. Yeah,
he's crazy. I don't know if he's happy or sad, but the motherfucker's scary as fuck. He's got a huge wig on. Fuck. Fuck his big shoes. He's got huge shoes on.
He's got giant feet. He's human, but he's not.
Holy fuck, he's got a red button nose. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
It's fucking crazy. You know, but I watch shit like American Horror Story. I don't know if you watched that or not. Probably not.
You're I have not. Shit, I'm right? afraid of that shit, dude.
Yeah. So, and there was a season where it was all based on like a carnival.
Uh-huh.
And there was this fucking killer clown that lived in the woods.
I heard about that one.
Oh, he's
I've
a
heard about
bad
that.
Motherfucker. His name is Twisty, and he's my fucking hero. I love that dude. That character was awesome. He never said anything, and he was the perfect amount of creepy, dressed like a grungy, dirty old clown. And he had this, like, he has this half a fucking mask on his face that just has, like, this creepy-ass fucking ear-to-ear grin. And when he takes it off, his fucking jaw's mangled and all fucking disgusting. Oh, it's fucking awesome.
See, I'm like, fuck, dude. I could probably do that only because it's like kind of like zombie-ish, but dude, it just fucking, like you said, it's the whole real factor, dude. Like that shit can fucking happen, dude.
Right.
You
and
know?
That's what I like about it.
That's what
freaks me out, but that's what I like to be freaked out like that.
Right. So did you ever, I think we talked about that movie, The Road. Remember, were we talking about this, about prepping? Well, there's that movie, The Road.
There's
a book, too. But that's like real scenario shit, you know, like fucking apocalyptic where this man has his son and like he's trying to survive. And it's like, dude, they're going through some crazy, weird shit.
Yeah.
And there's even points and times in the movie where like he's ready to shoot his own son in the head. He's holding him with a gun to his head because he doesn't want to fucking have him live the horrors of what humans can do.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, fuck this. I'm going to put your life out before these guys can even fucking put their hands on you and, you know, rip you apart and eat you and shit. And that kind of shit fucking scares me because can that shit really fucking happen?
Right.
I mean, what would you do? You know, fucking I'm going to shoot my own kid in the head.
That's the whole like Walking Dead premise.
Yeah.
Right. That's why Walking Dead is so popular.
Right.
Is because everybody who watches that show is like, okay, what would I do in this situation?
Right.
Because for the most part, right? I don't want to say it like that. I don't want to say it's a realistic situation that could happen. But it's a situation that is happening to people who they've created characters that everybody can relate to somebody in that show.
Right.
So then you go, okay, that I can relate to that guy. So how would I react in the situation that I see that guy in right now? Right. And that's the same thing.
Yeah.
Right. So for me, that's the same thing. Like with horror movies is like, okay, you know, and you play off the emotional side of, am I the serial killer or am I the victim? And what do I do in either one of those situations?
Right.
Because they're both relatable. They're both humans.
Yeah.
They're not some fucking demon from some far off galaxy that you can't relate to.
Right.
Right. That's to me, that's like, I just see that as such a far-fetched, you know, a far-fetched scenario that I just can't relate to it happening.
Right.
However, like with the zombies, though, like seriously, as crazy as it sounds, I can believe more that there could be some kind of zombie type outbreak than, again, that there could be a demon possession.
Right.
I just don't believe in that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not into the whole... I mean, who knows? I don't know. I don't research it enough and I don't look too deep into it, but that shit just doesn't seem like real to me, even though people, you know, do fucking the seances and all that bullshit, but...
Right, dude, I mean... So it and that's where I'm like torn back and forth because I believe in some of that spiritual stuff,
uh-huh.
But I don't know if I believe enough of it to believe that
to possess you,
possessed, yeah. To the level of like what they make the horror movies out
right,
to be.
Right.
Now, if you told me that somebody was working on a mutated version of rabies, and that people could develop it like overnight and go fucking rabid in the streets.
Right.
I would believe that.
I could believe that in a heartbeat.
I would totally believe that.
Yeah.
So to me, that's a zombie outbreak.
I'm sure there is something out there that fucking this government has that fucking turns you into a fucking.
Yeah.
Crack.
And to me, that's my crack, dude.
It's crack. Oh, right, no. Yeah. What's that other shit people are fucking smoking and they're running through the streets naked and running through cars and.
Oh, have fucking bath salts.
Is it bath salts that they're fucking doing? Yeah,
that was what that dude in Florida was eating that eating other dude's face.
Yeah. What the fuck, dude? See, I was watching
that's
some
way
shit
more
on
likely.
Yeah, I was watching some shit on YouTube, but there's another drug that they're fucking that they're smoking.
Oh, there's a bunch of any of that synthetic shit just fucks people
and
up.
And they're fucking dude, they're acting like they've been possessed and fucking screaming and like convulsing and fucking they rip their clothes off, dude, and they run through fucking car windows and fucking run into buildings and shit, dude.
Nice.
It just turns them into fucking psychotic fucking weirdos, dude.
Wow. Sounds like fun.
No, well, dude, I don't want to try that shit. Yeah. I don't want to put my head through a fucking window, but.
Now, if you watched your buddy do that and you were like, fuck, man, how do I get some of that shit? Like, who the fuck keeps doing this shit?
If I saw my buddy doing that, I would be like, you know,
yeah,
just I'd walk away from that real quick, dude.
I'm fucking gone.
Yeah, I don't need any of that today, bro.
Yeah, what the fuck? I mean, who the fuck goes, wow, that looked like fun. Let me try that.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Fuck that shit.
But then again, I know a guy that in high school fucking went down to Mexico and did some peyote and tried to put his head through a TV.
Oh, yeah. See, that was just a little too much peyote. Yeah,
maybe.
So, like, I'm interested, since it's a phobia, I mean, it can be curable, right? You can't.
I don't know.
I
suppose.
I mean, how would you, I mean, you'd have to go.
Well,
to,
what the fuck would that process look
yeah,
like?
Yeah, do you fucking strap him to a fucking stake at a fucking circus and fucking.
And fucking rub a clown all over him?
Rub a clown all over him and shit? I mean.
No, you wait until they go to sleep and then you put one in the bed next to him. And then every morning when they wake up, it gets a little easier and a little easier.
The expectation factor. I'm expecting it, but I still know I'm fucking scared of him.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, I don't. There's so many fucking new phobias that I've never heard of. And I think when we had mentioned even talking about this, I was like, yeah, that's just fucking weird, bro. Fucking weird.
Well, yeah, you know, and you gotta create something new to stay in business, right?
Right.
You gotta be afraid of something else to fucking, so you have something else to cure.
So is your psychiatrist a fucking clown?
Yeah, right. Is that how you get away with that? Well, I've been seeing this psychiatrist lately. And like every time I see him, he's got one more thing that makes him look like a clown,
yeah.
Like today, he had a red nose.
Yeah, red.
2 days ago, he had big red shoes on.
Fucking huge feet. And white gloves on.
he's fucking Sideshow Bob.
Yeah. I wonder how. Well, remember Bozo the Clown? Bozo the Clown was fucking back in the days with the kids, too. I'm sure that could have freaked some shit out, too.
I wonder if anybody is a fucking clown that. Like if somebody dresses like a clown, but they have clown phobia.
Uh-huh.
Like they're afraid of clowns, but they dress like a clown.
But they dress like a clown?
Yeah, because it's cool when you're on the inside.
Yeah, right? Right? Fuck everybody else.
Just don't look in
I'm
the
a
mirror.
Clown.
Just don't look in the mirror and fucking freak out. Well, I mean, you haven't really done much for the image, right? You've got fucking Pennywise from It.
Right.
Right? The right. evil clown. You got fucking John Wayne Gacy, who's a real life fucking serial killer clown.
Clown, yeah.
Right? That's not helping anything.
Right.
You know, you got fucking Captain Spaulding from the Rob Zombie movies.
Rob Zombie fucking flicks. And now that guy, you know what, dude?
That now you guy? Got Twisty from fucking American Horror Story. And in fact, the new series of American Horror Story is like a whole fucking gang of clowns that kill people.
Really?
Yeah, it's fucked up.
I'll have to check that out. If it's a gang of clowns, then fucking okay.
It's that's well,
just,
okay.
That's beyond just over
gang,
the top.
It's like a cult of clowns.
Okay, yeah.
It's pretty fucked
I'm gonna,
up.
I'm going to have to check that one out.
Yeah, you'll have to check it out. It's pretty good.
One clown? No. Too believable, but a whole fucking gang of them? I don't know about that.
Maybe, see, that's genius. I didn't even think about that shit when we did our cult show.
Right?
I should have started a fucking clown cult.
Exactly. Fuck.
Oh, you know, and then you got Ronald McDonald fucking silently killing people.
Exact. No shit, right? No shit. With fucking
I don't know.
Dyed meat.
It's kind of crazy. I'm curious if there's anything else that like. That plays that double-sided role. Like, what else is there that is supposed to be, like, fun and friendly that people are scared to death
of? But it's just fucked up for them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what else? I can't think of anything.
I can't think of
aluminum,
anything.
Aluminum foil.
isn't there people with aluminum
fuck
foil?
Fuck yeah, that's legit, dude. There's aluminum foil phobia.
Oh, my God, dude.
I can't imagine... Like, I guess I'm just not afraid of enough shit. Like, I just can't imagine what it feels like to be fucking scared to death of aluminum foil.
Right. Or even those fucking people are just afraid to step outside who have that fucking, what is that fucking called?
Agoraphobia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just fucking over the top, bro. How do you live?
I'm not afraid to leave my house, but I prefer not to because I don't like fucking people.
Right, right.
So it's kind of
that,
the same thing.
It's that, well, that just makes sense.
Yeah, I prove it to myself every time I fucking leave the house. Sense. Too.
Fuck you. I don't even like you. I don't want to go outside. But
yeah.
But the fucking person is like, oh my God, there's dirt outside. Or the fuck, you know.
Yeah, what is
I'm going to melt outside. You know, it's like, what the fuck, dude? Shut the fuck up, dude. Go grab a burger. Go grab a burger at McDonald's.
My mom had a friend when I was young who was agoraphobic. She was afraid to leave the house.
Really?
And for years she didn't, and then like all of a sudden, they moved, and she fucking just left. She just now like I guess she's fine. She just left the house. I don't know if she was like seeing a psychiatrist or what, but just like all of a sudden everything was fucking normal, and they moved like out of state or something.
But you gotta wonder how fucked up inside their brain to fucking what I'm saying. To be like, oh my God, fucking like I go outside without the care in the world. I'm in sandals, I'm in my pajamas, I go fucking, you know, go throw the trash away, I'm touching a trash can, I'm absorbing the atmosphere. I mean, what the fuck goes on in their head to be like,
right,
holy fuck, what's gonna happen to me if I go outside? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you have to be fucking you'd probably be jumping out of your skin just thinking about that. You know what I'm saying? To the point where you're just like,
yeah, fucking, it would cause anxiety thinking about going outside.
Exactly, because you have to. I mean, fuck, you got to go outside for at least some. Yeah,
that would be like somebody who's afraid of clowns thinking about going to the store and buying a clown mask.
Right. Exactly. Or that'd be like somebody who was afraid to take a shit. You got to take a shit at some point, right? You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh my god, I've got one on deck right now.
I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it.
You know, I can't do it. You know, it's like,
hey, I've had to take a shit a few times that caused some anxiety. Mostly it was because I wasn't anywhere near a bathroom when it happened.
Exactly right. Oh, I hate.
Oh god,
I hate that feeling.
Oh god, I hope I make it.
That is a phobia right there.
That's a phobia. Yeah. I take that back. I'm scared to death of shit in my pants in the car. I don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it
ever. I don't ever want
to
do it.
I can't deal with it. Please. No. I need to see a psychiatrist. Doc, I had to shit. I was in the car. What do I do?
I'm scared to death of shit in the car.
That's fucking funny.
Oh, fuck.
That's fucking too much, dude.
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I can't think of much else I'm afraid of.
Okay. You know what I'm afraid of, bro? I'm afraid of just... honestly, I'm afraid of walking in the dark by myself.
Fucking really?
Yeah. And the only reason why I'm afraid, like if I'm going down a street, dude, and there's no lights, dude, I freak myself the fuck out, dude, because it, just the scare factor alone, dude, my brain just starts fucking, I always feel like there's somebody
making up worst case scenarios.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, oh fuck. And I hate it, dude. I hate going down dark street. I'm not going to lie, dude. I'm a big fucking scaredy cat, dude. I'm not going to fucking lie. But, dude, it's just what happens, dude. I get fucking scared, dude. And, you know, some people can walk down the street just like, hey. But me, dude, I'm just like, oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you know, looking at trees, looking at houses, just fucking looking behind. I'll even, like, walk behind cars to see, like, you know, around cars to see if there's anybody behind a car, dude. Just, it's like fucked up, dude. I just hate it, dude. I'm a fucking little bitch. I'll admit it, dude. I'm a fucking scaredy butt, dude.
That's funny. Why?
I don't know, dude. I don't know why. I think I got a fucking down the street phobia, dude. Down a dark street phobia.
Dark alley phobia.
I got dark alley phobia, dude. I don't know what it is. But it's fucking... Terrible. My mind plays tricks on me all the time, dude. All the time. It's like, when I was a kid, I had nightmares, dude. If I had a nightmare, dude, I would wake up and I would not move for like 2 hours, dude. Just thinking, oh my God, someone's going to fucking get me, or somebody's in my room right now. Oh my God. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move.
Jesus. Don't breathe.
Don't breathe. Oh, fuck. I guess I'm just a little fucking little bitch, but hey, fuck it.
It's terrible.
Fuck it. It happens, terrible. Dude. It happens. You're not scared of nothing, dude? Nothing.
Man, I can't think of anything.
Fucking nothing.
I don't know. Fucking when my alarm goes off, like, I don't try to turn on every light in the house. I grab my gun, and my wife laughs at me because I'm fucking tactical maneuvers in my underwear.
So you're talking about when the house alm goes off.
Oh, yeah,
the
house
alarm.
Yeah. Okay. House alarm goes off.
Not the alarm to wake you up, right? To go to work,
that would be
right?
Fantastic.
Oh, every morning. I could just see Chris. God
every,
damn it, Chris.
Every fucking morning.
Will you fucking knock this shit off?
Every morning playing fucking G.I. Joe in my underwear.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Man. Could you imagine that? Holy fuck.
That's fucking awesome. I'm going to start doing that.
Yeah, right?
I hit my snooze too many times to be that fucking energetic when I get out of bed if I don't have to.
Yeah. Fuck. That's funny.
That's fucking funny shit. All right, well, what do you say we jump into some music?
Sounds good, man.
Cool.
What you got?
Oh, what do I got? It's a little different than most of the stuff I typically talk about. Actually, I think all of this stuff is a little different. Ever heard of a band called Alter Bridge?
No.
No?
No. Alter Bridge?
Alter Bridge.
No.
The song is called Addicted to Pain. So, Alter, do you know who Miles Kennedy is?
Miles Kennedy, yeah.
He was the singer for Slash's Snake Pit band.
Okay. All right.
So he's got kind of a high pitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kind of a high voice. So he's the singer for Alter Bridge. That's his band.
Okay.
I dig these guys. I mean, I think he's got a great voice. It is higher end. You know, it's not a metal voice. You know, it's kind of like real high pitch. But, man, he can carry a tune.
Really?
You know, and it's fucking on point. And, you know, Alter Bridge is kind of just a general, like, rock band. You know, they're modern rock, I guess. I wouldn't necessarily call them metal at all. But this song, Addicted to Pain, it's pretty upbeat and fast song. You know, it's got a good fucking drive to it all the way through. I'm into it. I just like these guys. I mean, I'm nothing any more specific than, you know, it's fast and heavy, you know.
So, but with like a higher pitch.
Nothing unlike like AC/DC is kind of a hard, heavy band,
right?
You know, with a high pitch singer. So this kind of along those lines, but not quite that kind of classic rock. It's more modern rock right. than that.
Well, did you ever hear Pantera's first album? Like their very, very first album? Like their...
Oh, when they were fucking glam?
Yeah, when they were fucking...
They had a different singer, yeah.
No, it was fucking Phil Anselmo.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought they had somebody else in no, the band they, at that time.
Phil, he almost sounded like fucking a guy from Judas Priest, fucking... Robert Halford, dude. And he's actually really fun. I think Phil Anselmo can fucking sing really good, dude, as far as like...
Mm.
But it,
not anymore.
Yeah, not anymore, dude. Yeah, not anymore. But it's funny. Like, I was just watching some Steel Panther shit, dude. And dude, those guys are funny. But dude, the guy's got a really good high pitched voice, dude.
The whole band is pretty good.
Yeah,
they just got a comedy act behind it.
Exactly. But yeah, I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, for sure. Check out Alter Bridge. I like those guys. It's, you know, if you're into something a little more mellow than the typical metal or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The next one is Doyle Bramhall II.
He's good. The song
is called "Mama Can't Help You." You know who he is?
Oh yeah, he's a left-handed player. He plays his guitar with his strings.
He plays like
up.
Hendrix.
Yeah,
right? It's strung right-handed, but he plays it left-handed.
Yeah, but his strings, he doesn't reverse his strings. He still plays it.
Yeah, and I don't think Hendrix did either, did he?
No, Hendrix, he restrung his stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's strung right-handed, but played left-handed.
Played left-handed, yeah. Yeah. So he's completely backwards when he plays.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, when I first saw him playing it, I was like, "What the fuck, dude? What the fuck's going on, dude?"
And then how do you do that?
Yeah.
But that dude, do you know the shit that guy's done?
Dude, he has done a lot of shit with a lot of people, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking, Jesus Christ. He's done shit with all kinds of fucking, damn it. Eric Clapton.
Mm-hmm.
Greg Allman.
Mm-hmm.
Robert Randolph. Right. Elton John. Gary Clark Jr. He's fucking worked with all those people.
Right.
Like, done a lot of shit with Eric Clapton. And he's got, to me, like, the sound, at least this song, it's really kind of funky blues rock.
Uh-huh.
And it sort of reminds me of some of the, like, less modern, like, Lenny Kravitz stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, that really kind of blues, funky blues driven.
Yeah.
Like that's
like kind of soul, like
get.
Almost like soul blues, like kind of rock.
Yeah. Kind of with a little bit of funk. Yeah. Kind of little funk behind it. Yeah. No, I totally into this guy right now. I'm really digging his shit. It's clean. Very, very 70s feel.
Yeah. He's actually all over the board. He does a lot of different stuff as far as like his own music, not even just like working with other musicians, but.
Yeah.
Even his own stuff, he can. Hey, dude, he's fucking pretty badass, dude. I saw an interview with him and Joe Bonamassa, and he's kind of like one of those outer space, like Zappa type.
He looks
like
Zappa
type person, you know, where it's like, you know.
He thinks at just a different level.
Yeah, it's a different level, dude. Yeah. And he talks just different, you know, and it's a trip to even just see him play and talk about his music. If you could ever see anything on YouTube about like him doing interviews, check him out. Dude, because
I'll
it's,
have to check that
yeah,
out.
He's pretty out there, dude.
Yeah.
Which makes it even cooler. Yeah.
He just kind of has that look about him. Like
oh yeah.
He might be one of those special thinker kind of guys.
Exactly. Totally.
Right on. All right. So my third song is by a band called the Easy Star All-Stars. And I talked about these guys way back
episodes. I love these guys.
But it's a reggae band,
mm-hmm.
right? And they do, essentially, all they do is like covers.
Right.
I found out about them because they did an album called Dub Side of the Moon.
Right, it's the Pink Floyd.
It was a cover-to-cover copy or you know, a redo of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon. But all reggae style.
I think we even listened to those guys together when we were screen printing.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
to me, they did the most justice to that album as far as doing covers and turning it into a different type of music.
Yeah.
Like they did justice to the songs that they were covering. It's fucking fantastic.
Yeah.
But this, now I just found out that they did a cover of Michael Jackson's, the whole album for Thriller.
Really?
It's called Thrilla. So the song that I chose is Billie Jean.
Really?
And you have not lived until you've heard Billie Jean as a reggae
song. I'm gonna listen to it as soon as we
fuck yeah, you are. This shit's awesome. Listen to it. So for those of you who don't know, go check out Easy Star All Stars. Check out Billie Jean. Check out Dub Side of the Moon. Check out Thrilla. They even did, I think they did Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band.
Yeah.
That album. Yeah. They did that whole album too.
Did you like that?
In reggae. You know, I kind
of
didn't.
I'm not a huge Beatles fan, first of all.
I'm not either.
And it just didn't appeal to me.
I just couldn't get into that stuff, yeah.
I mean, I'm pretty sure if because, I mean, I love Pink Floyd. I mean,
yeah.
How many times have you heard the Thriller album? I mean, how many times those songs have played? But for me, the Beatles, dude, it just wasn't my time or my fucking place. Yeah. I just never got into them, dude. I mean,
I like Beatles stuff, but I don't necessarily go out of my way to listen to the Beatles.
And when I heard when they did the cover of that Sergeant Pepper's, right?
Yeah,
it didn't appeal to me. I was like, this is kind of boring.
Yeah,
you know, because I just don't listen to the Beatles, unfortunately. Right. But
coming from like Pink Floyd and being really into Dark Side of the Moon,
yeah, dude, that was fucking badass.
And then listening
badass.
To what they did,
hell yeah,
like, that was fucking cool,
badass.
Because and what I think is cool is that all like the little weird background Pink Floyd things that are there, they redid those and they're there in their music too, on top of all the other shit that the reggae vibe has going
exactly.
on. Yeah, it's pretty cool. They hit all the right points on that. So anyway, those are my three. What do you got? Yeah.
I've got three good ones, I think.
Yeah.
This is some of my stuff that I like to listen to. I've got my first one's Riff Raff by AC/DC from the Powerage album. And Bon Scott's on that album.
Right.
I believe. And I loved him as an entertainer because I've watched a bunch of YouTube videos and that's like one of my favorite albums. It's like one of my favorite songs to play as a cover too. It's just one of those fucking cool songs and it drives, but I love watching him fucking play or sing, perform because he's this little skinny dude, right? You know, never wears a t-shirt and he's dancing, you know,
just wiggling.
Wiggling the AC/DC, dude. You know what I'm saying? He's got these little tattoos on his forearms and shit. He's just a real scruffy, salty dude, you know? And it's just, I think he had a really good voice and the song is just fucking cool. It's dude. I mean, the intro to it, the beginning, it's just the guitar and you know what's coming when you fucking, once everything comes in, you know, it's just a traditional fucking AC/DC song. And
yeah, it's a good build up.
Exactly.
You know, good intro with a good build up.
With all their fucking
everything
songs.
A good AC/DC song should be. Right?
Exactly. Just a build up to a climatic fucking ending, dude. And that's one of my favorite fucking AC/DC songs.
Nice. And it's not one of the well-known ones either.
No,
right?
It's not. Like, it's not.
It's not Thunderstruck or any of that
that's
stuff.
That's the funny thing. My second song, I think AC/DC was my second song, but the next one is Rocket Queen by Guns N' Roses. I'm not a huge Guns N' Roses fan. I mean,
really?
Appetite for Destruction was probably the best album that that I feel they put out.
Hands down.
But as far as like my favorite song on that album is Rocket Queen for some reason. I mean, I think the whole, it just fucking, it's a cool song, dude. I mean, you've got
it's
your,
fast.
Yeah.
So it's one of their
and
faster
songs. It's one of their
songs,
faster songs, dude. And actually Slash is a huge Metallica fan and he never really, I don't think Slash ever really put out his heavier stuff with Guns N' Roses. Like he did with like Snake Pit was it Snake Pit that he did? And then the other band with
Velvet Revolver.
I think that stuff was a little heavier than what he was doing with Guns N' Roses. But, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's a good crunchy album, but I just think that song was just like one of the best songs I think on it. That one in Night Train? Fucking
yeah,
that was a really good song too.
Night Train.
Yeah.
Mr. Brownstone's good.
Mr. Brown's
too.
That's a good story. I love that song because it's a great story, dude. And fucking he's basically singing about himself, and that's just fucking you know, Mr. Brownstone.
I mean that album is it put them on the map for a reason.
Oh hell
like
yeah.
That album is in some ways like untouchable.
Yeah.
And they've done some good stuff and they've done some great stuff after that.
Right.
But as far as an album, like front to back, that album is fucking beyond like most of anything.
Right.
Yeah. That album I think heavily influenced, if not totally changed music.
Oh yeah. Point. Well, even just the look. I mean, because when that came out, fuck, that was back in like almost 87, I think, 88.
Was it? No, it was earlier than that, wasn't it?
86, maybe.
Maybe 86, 87.
Yeah. And glam was, you know, was heavily like hairband music was like the shit back from, you know, 86 to 80, even before that. But I mean, when Guns N' Roses came out, they were a gritty, salty band, you know. They were like, they weren't a hair band.
Dirty rock and roll.
Yeah, but they were a hair band. You know what I'm saying? Right. They still had
they were like the dirty end of that spectrum.
Exactly. Yeah. And that was the coolest thing about them is their look alone. I mean,
yeah, that's true. I mean, at the time, you really didn't have that in between. You had like the clean, like poppy hair band.
Right.
And then you had like the dirty metal guys.
Yeah.
And Guns N' Roses hit the center of that.
Yeah. And they hit it hard, dude. They hit it running, dude.
Yeah.
And when, fuck, dude, I remember that fucking album came out. I was like, that's different. It's new, you know?
Yeah, fucking Welcome to the Jungle.
Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle, dude.
Everybody remembers hearing that on MTV or on the radio.
KNAC. You know, that's like, oh, what the fuck?
That whole scream at the beginning of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Fucking great band, dude.
Yeah.
And then I thought this last song would be appropriate for our subject for the day because we were talking about clowns. I don't know if you've ever heard of this band, but it's Mastodon or Mastodon.
I've heard of them. I've seen them in concert.
Oh, you've seen them?
I saw them play with Clutch last time I saw Clutch.
Oh, okay. Cool. Right on. So these guys, I think everybody in the band sings except for the drummer. And they've been labeled a progressive rock band. Because they do a lot of instrumental stuff too, and their stuff goes, you know, we've got like 8-minute songs, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're definitely there's a lot of progressive influence.
Exactly. And this song is called Blood Thunder off the Leviathan album, and this was like their second album, I think, back in 2004, 2005. When I first heard these guys, I actually saw this video for Blood Thunder. And basically, it's a fucking, it's them dressed in, remember in Happy Days, the father used to wear that hat with the tinsel on top?
Like, on top?
Yeah, he wore a red hat with a little thing, like I forget what they're fucking.
Fuck. Yeah, damn it. It's right on the tip of my tongue.
It was a club that they would fucking.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
I can't think of it, dude.
I got it. Okay. Anyway.
So the whole.
Somebody will figure it. Somebody's fucking screaming right now.
Yeah.
So, they're screaming it at their fucking phone or at the radio in their car.
So the whole band's dressed like that with white t-shirts, black ties, and with those hats on. But their whole audience is a bunch of clowns.
Shriners.
Yeah, there
fucking
you go.
Shriners.
Yeah. So their audience is a bunch of fucking clowns just getting drunk, right?
Oh shit!
And they're fucking, you know, jumping up and down and fucking drinking, and dude, it's almost like a freak show of clowns, kind of, because there's clowns with beards, and the main clown's like this fucking clown just walking through the crowd, all smoking a cigar, fucking drinking like whiskey, and fucking just all fucked up. But the fucking song itself, dude, it's a fucking great song because it's just a riff driven song.
It's one of their better songs.
Riff, dude, where it's just like, and it kicks ass, dude. It just pumps. But I think, I mean, I've listened to some of their newer stuff, and as you know, I think as bands get older, they get a little more technical. with their stuff.
Yeah, and they start playing around a little more.
Exactly. You know. And I think their exploring. Earlier stuff, I love their earlier stuff. I'm not saying I don't like the stuff they're doing now, but this was like one of my favorite albums of them. I used to listen to this album a lot. And I guess the whole backing of this album was the concept of Moby Dick. I guess it was written, all the songs were written about Moby Dick. So it's got some backstory to it and bullshit. But I don't know why clowns are in this video, because he's actually talking about Moby Dick in this song.
Nothing says Moby Dick like clowns.
Yeah.
And Shriners.
Yeah. Fucking awesome song. I recommend people fucking listen to that one if you're into some hard rock.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Mastodon is like, to call them progressive rock, I don't know.
Yeah, they're right
more
on...
they would be more like progressive metal.
Exactly.
Me.
Exactly.
They're definitely the heavier, harder end of a progressive rock spectrum.
Right.
Progressive, definitely. But I think more progressive metal. It's kind of it's been said that they've kind of almost created like that genre of progressive, like heavy progressive music.
Right.
That kind of previously didn't really exist. I'm not like the biggest Mastodon fan. And you know, I've heard a lot of stuff that I've liked. But my problem is, and I feel like, and maybe it's, I'm just not into like the progressive much of anything, is that it just feels like it's not very cohesive in it throughout one song.
Right.
Like it just has all these changes that keep going in different directions. And I understand that you want to create different like emotion and different feelings and stuff in through music, and that you have to use the changes to do that. But the changes seem directionally very, like, very different.
Right.
You know?
Like,
and it's hard to keep up with.
Like,
I'll hear a fucking a riff that I dig, you know, that's like, fuck, yeah, there it is right there. Get into this nice bitchin' groove with this awesome riff. And then it just goes away and turns into something kind of bizarre and weird. But it never comes back to that, like, that glue that kind of holds everything together isn't there. And to me, like, if you mention like progressive anything, kind of has that feel to me, you know. And so it's harder for me to get into it. Now, this particular song that you've mentioned isn't one of those songs.
Yeah,
it has like the
same hook,
chord, and rhythm and drive all the way through it, and it goes away from it and it comes back to
exactly
it, like most songs do. So it's kind of a more traditional format,
and I
tend to follow
format.
It a little bit better. Now, having seen them live, I've heard a lot from a lot of other people that they're not very good live, and I will kind of agree with that.
Really?
We were, I don't know, almost kind of bored with it, and mostly just because we weren't familiar enough with a lot of their songs to sit through their show, but I just kind of wasn't into it. I wasn't really feeling it, especially when they went on After Clutch.
What? Really?
Yeah. So, yeah, after seeing Clutch and knowing every one of their songs that they played and just watching their show and how good the band was and how good the frontman was, and then having them come on, I just wasn't into it anymore.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the case.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just too much of a Clutch fan.
But, well, that's I'm in that same boat, dude. I've got Megadeth coming into town in like 2 weeks. Next week, I think. And they're playing with the Scorpions, dude. And I'm like, what the fuck's that happen?
So you either have to sit through the Scorpions, or you've got to fucking leave when Megadeth is done.
Yeah, exactly. You know? And I don't want to go spend $80 to see one band. I want to be entertained for my $80, you know?
Yeah.
And I want to see, like, when we saw Megadeth last time, I think it was Nonpoint and fucking, what was that other band? Fear Factor?
Yeah. It was a bunch of bands that are a similar, like, atmosphere.
Yeah. And that was funny when we saw Fear Factor, because that dude was fucking old as fuck. And I was like, damn, these dudes are fucking old.
Struggling, too.
Struggling, dude. Yeah. But, yeah, I mean, it was entertaining because I've listened to Fear Factor for a long time. And, you know, it just, the cool thing was, is when Megadeth came on, it capped it off, you know?
Right.
So that was the kicker, you know? fucking.
Yeah, it would be hard to go from a band like Megadeth to the Scorpions. Like, the Scorpions. Dude, like, I'm like, you're just like,
what?
Okay, I can sit down and go to sleep now.
Yeah, fucking exactly. Yeah, and I wonder. I mean, it being Megadeth, Megadeth's not going to give a fuck. But does that fuck with their set? You know, because they're playing with fucking the Scorpions.
Well, they're probably going to play a shorter set than they would if they were headlining. Yeah,
exactly.
So you're going to pay all that money to go see a band who's going to play fucking 45 minutes or an hour.
Exactly, dude.
Instead of an hour and a half or whatever they would if they were headlining.
I mean, it's supposed to be a festival. They're calling it a festival. So I don't even know if there's...
So maybe you have multiple headliners.
So, but they haven't even put anything out as far as like who's playing. And that's what kind of sucks. Megadeth, Scorpions. You know, it's like, fuck, dude. Well, fuck Scorpions. Who else is playing? So I can be even, you know, right. Enlighten me, you know, fucking give me some teaser shit, you know?
Yeah. We just got tickets to see Clutch is coming back to Houston in December.
Uh-huh. I saw that on your post.
Yeah. We just picked up tickets to go see them. That'll be fun.
Yeah.
I love those guys. They're just, it's always a good show.
Yeah.
You know, and I know not everybody likes Clutch, but I fucking love seeing that band live.
Yeah. Well, that's your thing, that's your thing, man.
That's my thing, for sure. So, well, cool. That's our stuff for this week. We do have one little tidbit here. I want to talk about a podcast that I've been listening to. And we've talked about these guys in the past. There's a podcast called Hey Down in Front.
Yes.
These guys do a movie, I guess kind of a movie review podcast, but a little different than most of the movie review podcasts I've heard, where these guys actually like watch the movie while they're doing the podcast and just talk a bunch of shit about the movie while they're watching the fucking movie. It's hilarious. They get all drunk and fucked up and watch this shit. So, if you get a chance, check these guys out.
Hey everyone, Blaze and Will here from Hey Down in Front Podcast.
Join us every Tuesday as we provide the movie commentary that you never asked for.
Who's throwing a party?
So, that's going to be terrible.
We go over our weekly entertainment-based adventures.
God, if you're listening, hell!
Then we dig in and tear apart the movies everyone loves.
Oh, I had my mouth open, you f***ing animal!
Check us out on iTunes, Podbean, and Stitcher.
I had to rewind myself.
I know. All right, thanks for mansplaining that to me.
And give us a follow on Instagram at HeyDownInFront_podcast and Twitter at HDIF_podcast. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, okay, Blaze.
Yeah, those guys are fucking. Those guys are funny. Yeah,
check those guys out. They're hilarious. But otherwise, if you would, head on over to iTunes and rate and review us. Let us know what you think of the show. And
if you got a fucking funny clown story, or if you're afraid of anything, let us know.
Yeah, let us know what other phobias
so
there
we can
are
make fun of your ass. You
deathly afraid of. So yeah, we can make fun of you next week. All right, guys. Have a good one. See ya.
Peace.